Recording's in progress. That's very good. All right. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. Lord, we want to thank you again that you're the good God, and you care for us. And we're so thankful that we can call you our Father.
主啊,我们再次呢,谢谢感恩你们的为您的良善,因为我们感谢您的,我们可以称您为我们的父。
Now, Lord, we're turning again to your word this afternoon. We pray that you will teach it to us.
主啊,今天下午我们再次呢,翻开您的话,我们祷告呢,您会教导我们。
Help us to understand, Lord, and then help us to have the patience to obey.
所以呢,求您帮助我们理解,也帮助我们有这样的耐心去顺服。
And so, for all this, we give thanks and look to you for blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这些所有的一切呢,我们献上感恩,也祈求您的赐福,我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, good to be with you. I told some of you this morning that I'm not feeling very well, so much so that I have scared my sister away.
今天早上我也跟大家讲过,今天早上呢,她生病了,因为她的病情呢,就也把她的姐姐诺玛吓跑了,不能来。
So she is not sitting in the background this afternoon as she usually is.
所以呢,她今天呢,并没有坐在她的后面,就像她过去经常坐在她后面一样。
She's hiding at home. She doesn't want to get my bugs.
所以呢,他也在躲在家里,他不想呢,得到他的那个病毒。So
continue to pray for me and for Norma, and pray also for those Jehovah Witnesses who were at my door this morning.
所以呢,以为他祷告,以为Norma祷告,以为今天早上来到他门口的那两个耶和华见证人的那两个人祷告。I
guess I'm a little encouraged that they were bold enough to come back. Pray that the Lord will speak to their hearts. They need to get saved.
所以呢,我也感到呢,有些鼓舞,就是因为他们有那样足够的胆量再回来听我讲,所以呢,求你们祷告呢,让主拯救他们,他们需要得救。
All right, any other announcements from you this afternoon before we get in to 2 Corinthians chapter 3?
在你们中间有没有人就是说要给大家通知的一些事情在我们开始学习《哥林多后书》第三章之前呢?
All right, then let's try 2 Corinthians 3. We were in the section where Paul is comparing the glory of the law and the glory that Moses had because of the law compared to the glory of the grace of God in Jesus Christ.
所以呢,我们在开始学习哥林多前书第三章,哥林多后书第三章,第三章呢,其实说这里呢,我们谈到了呢,我们去,就是说是在比较那个,法律的,律法的那个荣耀和主耶稣基督的恩典的那个,那个律法呢,是借着摩西的
It is true that in everything that the Lord does, there is glory.
所以这个也是个事实,主耶稣基督做的每一件事里面都有他的荣耀。
And the law of God, the Ten Commandments, is a glorious treatise, if you like.
所以这个呢,就是说呢,那个神给的实践,如果你愿意这么去想的话,它是那个,就是那种协定里的荣耀。
The Jewish people today they take great pride in the fact that they have the law of God.
所以当今的犹太人呢,他们感到极其的骄傲,因为他们有神赐给他们的律法。I
was always trained that there was great pride in and great wisdom in obeying the law of God. But they believe that they are an outstanding people because the law of God was given to them.
所以呢，我认为呢，其实呢，总是说是我们应该要训练去顺服那个神给我们的律法。但是呢，他们就认为呢，就是因为神呢赐给他们的律法，所以他们为此感到极其的骄傲。
And in a sense, that is very true.
所以呢，在事实上来说，这个也是个事实。
But chapter 3 and verse 11 of 2 Corinthians says, For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious.
哥林多后书第三章第十一节说呢，若那废掉的有荣耀，这长存的就更有荣耀了。
So there's a glory in the law, but that glory faded over time.
所以呢，在律法里面呢是有这样的荣耀，那么说这样的荣耀呢，它就会随着时间推移呢就废掉了。
Faded because those who had the law didn't obey the law.
因为被废掉呢，是因为那些有拥有律法的人呢，他们不顺服律法。
So what should have been for their life?Ends up being for their condemnation and their death, and the glory is fading.
所以呢，就是说他们的人生结束的时候呢，他们要受到审判，要受到定罪，这样呢，他们的那个荣耀就废掉了。
Now that is pictured in the fact that Moses had a glory in his face. His face was shining, but that glory was fading, so he put a veil over his face.So that people couldn't see that the glory was fading.
这个里面有一个画面，就是当摩西从那个山上下来的时候，他脸上呢有神的荣耀，有神的荣耀，神的或者荣光。这个他下来以后呢，他这个神的荣耀在他脸上呢慢慢就褪去了，褪去了呢，所以呢他就拿一个帽子盖在脸上，盖脸上这样呢，当时的人就看不见他这个脸上的荣耀褪去了。
But there is a glory that remains, and we get to share in that glory, and that gives us great hope and great boldness of speech. That's what verse 12 says.
这里面呢，就是有一个荣耀呢，这种荣耀呢，它我们将来要去分享的。这个荣耀呢，其实它就是它永远的不会褪去，这就是第十二节所讲的，这样给了我们极大的盼望和大胆的传讲。
He says, therefore, since we have such hope of a non-fading glory, we use great boldness of speech.
第十二节说呢，我们既有这样的盼望，因为我们的荣耀是长存的，那么就明明白白的传讲。
And, we're not like Moses in that regard. He had the message of God just as Paul does and we do. But verse 13 says, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away.
这个里面呢，就是说不像摩西那样，他荣耀会褪掉。使徒保罗讲到，我们的荣耀是长存的，这是第十三节讲到的。不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列儿女不能定睛看到那将废弃这荣耀的结局。
And verse 14 says, But their minds were hardened, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ.
这个第十四节说呢，那他们的心思瞎了，直到今日读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
So here's the great law, and that originally that law gave great glory to Moses.
所以这里是一个律法，这个律法呢，就从一开始呢，把那个极大的荣耀给了摩西。
But Moses put a veil over his face because the glory was fading because people couldn't keep the law.
所以呢，摩西把这个帕子蒙在他脸上，因为他这样的荣耀呢在褪去。褪去的原因呢，是因为人民呢，他们不遵守律法。
But now Paul says the veil is taken away. Jesus Christ comes, and when Jesus Christ comes, He brings more glory, and therefore the veil is taken away.
所以呢，这个使徒保罗现在讲呢，现在这个帕子被揭去了，揭去了呢，因为主耶稣基督来了，主耶稣基督来了呢，他就会赐给他们更多的荣耀，那么这样呢，这个帕子就不需要了。
Now the veil is there because it's there to hide what is behind the veil.
所以这里如果有个帕子，那帕子才隐藏在那个帕子后面的东西。
And so a veil is always used in order to keep something behind the veil from being observed and something before the veil. You can't see what's over there if you're out here trying to look through the veil.
所以呢，如果你一个帕子呢，通常呢是把那个东西呢，在这个帕子这一面后面的东西呢隐藏起来。如果你从这个方向去看呢，你通过这个帕子呢看不见那个帕子后面的东西。
So, Verse 15 says, even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is hid from the heart of the Jewish people.
第十五节说呢，然而直到今日，每逢读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
When they read Moses, they don't fully understand all the truth that's behind it.They don't realize that there was a glory behind it that they didn't understand.
所以呢，当他们读摩西的时候呢，他们不知道，其实在这个 pose 后面呢，有些真理隐藏在后面，也有些荣耀隐藏在后面。所以当他们当读摩西的律法的时候呢，他们有很多真理和荣耀，他们是不知道的，不懂的。
Nevertheless, verse 16.When one turns to the Lord Jesus Christ, the veil is taken away.
第十六节说呢，但当他们的心转向主时，帕子就被除去了。
So you and I turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and what do we see?
所以你我呢，转向主耶稣基督的时候呢，我们看见了什么呢？
Well, we see the amazing glory that is in the Lord Jesus Christ himself.Imagine the Son of God coming to the earth to die for people like you and me. It's an incredibly glorious thing that we see when we look at Jesus Christ.
所以我们看主耶稣基督的时候呢，我们看见他那神奇的荣耀。神奇荣耀是这、就是在天上的神，他下来为我们而死，这样呢就是拯救我们。这样呢，我们从这里看到了。主神奇的荣耀。
But interestingly, when we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, we look back at Moses and the veil is lifted and we can see the glory of the law and the glory of the message of Moses. We can see it because the veil's been taken away in Christ. We look at it from the perspective of Christians.Who've been saved by the blood of Christ, we look back at the law and we say, what a good thing, tells us what we should be, it tells us what we could be in Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢，就是当我们呢，非常有意思是当我们回看，我们信了主以后，我们回看那个摩西的律法的时候呢，那个帕子呢已经被除去了，不是这样的，所以这个时候呢，我们能够看到那个律法的荣耀，所以呢，我们也看到了，当我们的信了主以后，我们在主耶稣基督里，我们能够看到什么样的荣耀，我们能够理解，当我们看到主的时候，我们作为基督徒也可以看到律法的荣耀。
Now verse 17 says, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
第十七节说，现在主就是那灵。主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
So, it isn't just that the Lord Jesus comes and saves us. It is that when he comes to save us, we see the glory of that marvelous message.
所以呢，这个不仅仅是主耶稣基督来拯救我们，他当拯救了我们以后呢，我们看见那荣耀的那样的信息。
And number two, the veil is taken away so we can see the remaining glory of even the law.
所以呢，第二条呢，就是那个帕子呢被除去了，被帕子就除去了呢，我们甚至呢能看到律法上那留着的荣耀。
And the part of the glory of the law is this, that though the law gives us all manner of rules, the Spirit of the Lord gives us liberty. The law would enslave and ensnare and entrap, and the Spirit of the Lord gives us liberty in the light of the law of God.
所以这个里面呢，就是那个律法的荣耀其中呢，就是因为律法，律法呢，它有很多的条条规则在这里面。它这个条条规则呢，限制了我们，把我们那个陷进去，陷在里面，给我们禁锢，给我们束缚。但主耶稣基督的荣耀呢，就是他的恩典呢，当我们得救以后呢，让我们从里面得自由了。所以我们也看到了律法的那个荣耀。
So the wonderful thing is that the Christian is free from the law.
所以很奇妙的事情呢，是基督徒们已经从律法里得自由了。
And this is developed much more thoroughly in the next book in our Bibles, in the book of Galatians. But at this point, all we know is this, that the law is there. Jesus died to save us and to free us from the law. So now, in spite of the law, we have freedom. We have liberty. That's glorious.
这个里面呢，其实呢，就是说呢，这个观点就是我们从律法中被解救出来这个观点，在后面的圣经后面的将来，它也是有更深刻的说明。但是这个里面讲到的呢，主耶稣基督呢，他那个为我们而死，然后拯救了我们，拯救了我们以后呢，其实呢，这样呢，我们就从那个律法里被拯救出来，我们从律法里得自由了，因为尽管里面有律法有这样。
But it's even more wonderful than that.
但是呢，甚至比这个更美好。
Verse 18. It says, "But we all, with unveiled face."
我们众人既然敞着脸。
Okay, so here we are, and we don't have a veil in front of our face. We all have an unveiled face.
现在这时呢，我们所有人呢都没有这样一个pose挡在我面前。我们的面前呢是没有这个pose。
Okay, and with unveiled face, we're beholding, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord.
因为没有这样的pose呢，所以我们就像从镜子里观看主的荣耀。So
you and I are looking out at the Lord, at the glory of the Lord, and we don't have a veil between us and the glory of the Lord.
所以呢，你我呢，我们可以看到主耶稣基督的荣耀，所以在你我之间呢，没有一个pose在这隔着，让我们看不到主的荣耀。The
consequences of which are that we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
结果呢，就变成了主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。So
when I look into a mirror, what I see is the face of Harold.
所以当我去照镜子的时候呢，我看到的是Harold的那个脸。And
frankly, that is very often disappointing.
所以坦率的说呢，总是呢，这个让我很失望。And
sometimes I have to say, Harold, you don't look as good as you used to look.
所以有时候我对自己说呢，Harold，你没有像你以前那么看起来好看。
Now, there's a parallel here. Instead of looking into a mirror, you and I are looking into the glory of the Lord.
所以呢，这里有个类似的，就像我们照镜子一样的，我们可以看到神的荣耀。
And just as when I look into a mirror, I see myself. When you look at the glory of the Lord, what happens is that the image in the mirror is reflected back to you.
所以这个呢，当我照镜子的时候呢，我看到是我自己；当我看到主的荣耀的时候呢，这个是什么样子呢？就是这个主的荣耀从这个镜子里呢，荣耀镜子反射到你身上。
So the more I look into the glory of the Lord, the more I end up looking like Jesus.
所以呢，我看主的荣耀呢，看得越多呢。最终呢，我就越来越像主耶稣了。
Okay, now you got to think about that for a while.
所以呢，你可以这么思考一会儿。
It's not an ordinary mirror. It's the kind of a mirror that causes the person who's looking into it to look like the mirror itself.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，啊，这不是一个普通的镜子，这是一面镜子呢，就是你去看到镜子这个里面的东西的话呢，最终呢，你会变成镜子里面的那样的。
It's true, the more you look at Jesus, the more you look at the glory of Jesus, the more you end up looking like Jesus.
这个也是一个事实，就是那你看主的荣耀越多，那么最终呢，你就越来越像主耶稣。
Can I put it this way?
可以这么说。
When you meet Jesus, who's he going to look like?
所以呢，当你碰到主耶稣基督的时候呢，你会像谁呢？
He's going to look like that servant of the Lord. He's going to look like you.
所以呢，你就是说呢，看起来像那个主的仆人，那么他呢，也看起来像你。
And I think it's true. When I see Jesus, I'm going to probably say, Jesus, you know what? You look just like brother so-and-so.
所以呢，你说呢？这个如果我碰到将来碰到主耶稣基督，我会跟他说呢，主耶稣基督，你看呢，你就像那个某某某那个弟兄是一样的。
Jesus, you look just like that sister in our assembly.
所以主耶稣啊，你就看起来像我们在我们教会的那个姐妹一样。
And it's not so much that that Jesus looks like them. It is that we didn't see it all clearly, but they more and more were looking like Jesus.
这个呢，并不是说真的说主耶稣基督像某某人，就是因为我们呢，看到主的荣耀以后呢，我们就慢慢越来越像主了。
Do you look like a Christian?
你看起来像个基督徒吗？
Well, take a look in the mirror sometime. See whether you look like a Christian.
所以有时候你自己照照镜子，看看你自己像不像个基督徒。
Sometimes I look in the mirror and I have to say, Harold, put a smile on your face. You don't look like Jesus.
所以有时候呢，我照镜子的时候呢，我跟自己说 ，Harold， 微笑，微笑，因为你现在你看起来不像主耶稣。
Why didn't I look like Jesus?
为什么我不像主耶稣呢
？Because I was looking at a lot of problems, because I was looking at difficulties, because I was looking at someone who had disappointed me instead of looking at Jesus.
所以呢，因为呢，我看到的呢是我生活中的大量的麻烦，我看到的呢是我的艰难处境，我看到的是某些人呢他让我失望了，所以呢我就说呢，你要去看主耶稣基督，不要看那些东西。
Well, if you're like me, those verses are a little difficult to understand. I find the parallels get to be a little confusing.
所以呢，如果你像我一样，你发现呢这个东西呢就是非常难理解，而且这种类似的东西呢经常会把你搞糊涂。
But I can understand the conclusion.
但是我会理解这个结论。
The more I look at Jesus, the more I'm going to look like Jesus. Harold, learn that lesson. Keep looking at Jesus.
我越是仰望主耶稣基督呢，我就越来越像主耶稣基督。所以 Harold 啊，你要是一直保持仰望主耶稣。
So, chapter 4, verse
1. 你翻到第四章第一节。
It says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose hope.
也就是我们既然蒙怜悯受了这事工就不灰心。
The Christian, you'll remember, is full of hope.
所以呢、你知道基督徒呢我们是充满了盼望。
He will often look around at the circumstances and say, these circumstances are hopeless.
你通常呢你要环顾你四周看看这些环境，你说这些事情呢其实都是没有任何的希望。
But Jesus has great hope.
但是呢主耶稣基督有伟大的盼望。
What does Jesus think when he looks at the world today?
所以呢如果你看主耶稣基督看到当今的世界他怎么会怎么想呢？
Does he shrug his shoulders or does he lament and say, oh, this situation is hopeless?
所以呢他是呢就是耸耸肩呢还是他说呢他为这个哀哭呢他说悲伤呢他说这个世界是没有任何希望的。
And the answer is no.
这答案是不是这样的。
Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is the happy Jesus.
那么就也知道我们的主耶稣基督他是一个快乐的主耶稣。
He looks at what is and he looks at all that will be because of the hope he has and he says all is well and even in the calamities of life he has hope.
所以这个呢他看到这个所有的一切呢他说呢啊这里其实呢因为他知道这里都是充满盼望和希望的就算一个坍塌的人生呢也是有充满盼望。
And the fact is,that the more we look at the Lord Jesus, the more hope we have.
所以呢，事实是我们越是仰望主耶稣基督呢，我们就是越是有盼望。
So, when do I have the most hope in a week?
所以呢，在我软弱的时候呢，我会有什么样的希望呢？
And the answer is, usually at the end of a Sunday, I've got lots of hope.
所以呢通常呢在一个星期的就是在星期天结束的时候我会有大量的盼望。
And we spend a lot of time in the Bible on Tuesday. Usually at the end of Tuesday, I've got a lot of hope. In spite of the fact that I'm looking forward to Wednesday morning.
因为这个里面呢其实呢这是就算星期二的一天呢其实我们有大量的圣经学习所以在星期二结束的时候呢我有大量的盼望我盼望着星期三的到了。
And I'll be frank with you, I've got more hope now than I had a half an hour ago.
所以呢坦率地跟你们讲我现在呢比半个小时之前呢有更多的盼望。
Why is that?
为什么会这样？
Because I've been reading the Bible.
因为我一直在读圣经。
Meditating on the wonderful word of God, it fills our hearts with hope.
对呢我在读圣经读圣经呢这里面有奇妙的神的真理这样的真理呢就充满了我的内心的时候让我有了大量的盼望。
Alright, verse 2. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, we're commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
第二节说呢，乃将那些隐秘可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不用欺诈谬讲神的道，只将真理表明出来，好在神眼前把自己推荐给个人的良心。
Okay, so what do we know about the preachers, the teachers of the Bible?
我们呢，这就是知道一些关于那些讲道人和圣经教师，我们知道他们一些什么呢？
They've renounced the hidden things of shame.
所以他们呢，弃绝了他们那些隐秘可耻的事，弃绝了。
Paul, what are you doing?
对，使徒保罗，你在干嘛？
Are you running a scheme on the side here, making money out of the Corinthians?
你是在那里做一些欺诈的事，在哥林多去赚他们的钱吗？
Are you like some politicians, taking money from some people in order to say what they want said so that they will benefit?
所以你是那样的，像那些政客那样，从一些人那里拿钱，然后去说一些他们想听的话，他们能够得到好处的话呢？
Paul says, no, we're Christians. We don't have anything to do with shame or craftiness when we handle the word of God. It's all simple, clear, and straightforward.
因为使徒保罗说不，我们是基督徒，因为当我们去讲神的道的时候呢，我们没有那些可耻的、诡诈的、欺诈的谬论在里面，我们讲的都是非常直接、非常简单的神的真理。
Now that's the way it was with Paul.
这就是使徒保罗的行事方式。
And that's the way it should be with us.
这就是我们应该的行事方式。
But we've all heard stories of other people who pretend to preach the truth of God from the Bible, and it's not true of them. They're in it for themselves. They're in it because of envy. They're in it for money or prestige or power.
因为这个呢，我们也是听到了那些有些说他们自己说他们是讲神的话的、传神的道的那样的人呢，他们其实不是这样做的。他们做的所有的一切呢，都是为了贪婪，为了赚更多的钱，为了更加成功，为了他们自己的益处。
And so what Paul is doing is he's commending himself at the end of the verse, commending ourselves.To every man's conscience.
所以呢，这个使徒保罗他做的是什么呢？在这一节经文的结尾说呢，他要把自己推荐给个人的良心。
If we were offering money, we could commend ourselves to every man's avarice and their desire for money.
所以呢，如果我们从人那里拿钱的收钱的话呢，我们就会把我们推荐给他们的那些他们的愿望、他们的私欲、他们想要的东西。
Paul says we're not commending ourselves to every man's avarice or desire for money. We're not commending ourselves to every man's mind so that they will say, wow, he's smart.
所以呢，这个里面呢，我们不是说把我们推荐给每个人他们那样的就是想成功的那样的愿望，而是我们去把我们的推荐给他们的大脑，给他们的思维，让他们听到以后说呢，这个人是聪明的。
But he's commending himself to every man's conscience, so that when people listen to Paul, they will say, you know, it's not just that Paul is right.I am wrong.
在这个里面呢，但是使徒保罗说，我们是把我们推荐给个人的良心的，让他在内心里发现，就是说他是对的，我是错的。
Some preachers say, you know, when you speak to people, you've always got to make them feel good.
有些人说呢，当你跟人讲道的时候呢，你要让他们感觉好。
Paul says, I often preach to you to appeal to your conscience, and when I do that, you don't feel good, you feel bad.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，当我讲到的时候，我通常呢直击你的良心。对，我直击你良心的时候呢，你不会感觉很好，你会感觉很糟。
So, this is our responsibility. When we teach the truth of God,Our responsibility is to make sure that the conscience of the hearer is pricked before the God of heaven.
所以当我们呢，就是呢，我们讲道的时候，我们讲神的真理的时候，就是要用这个方式去讲。当我们讲跟他们讲的时候呢，他的良心呢，要直接呢，去认识到天上的神。
And he goes on and he says, but.Even verse 3, if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
第三节继续说呢，如果我们的福音被隐藏，是向那些失丧的人隐藏。
Who doesn't understand the gospel message that we preach?
所以谁不理解我们向他们传的福音呢？
Well, the people who don't understand it are the people who are perishing. They have rejected it to the point where they don't even understand it anymore.
所以这个呢，这是那些呢要灭亡的人，灭亡的人呢，他们不会理解神的真理。那么说呢，他们拒绝神的真理，拒绝到一个点呢，就是他们都甚至都理解不了神的真理。
What happened? Verse 4.
所以第四节发生了什么呢？
It says, their minds, the God of this age has blinded. That would be the devil who has blinded them, put a veil over their face so they couldn't see the simple message of God and the glory of that message.
这个里面第四节说呢，这些不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了眼，弄瞎了心思。这个世界的神呢，其实知道就是魔鬼。魔鬼呢，他其实呢，他呢，把人的那个眼弄瞎了，就他相当于放了一个帕子在这里，所以他们呢看不见那个基督的荣耀，也看不见，不理解福音。
Why did the devil put a blinder over our eyes?
为什么那个魔鬼要把我们的眼睛弄瞎了？
And the answer is, lest the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
所以呢，答案是不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督是神的像。
The message of the Lord Jesus Christ is the most glorious, the most bright and lustrous thing that ever happened in the history of the world.
所以呢，这个主耶稣基督的荣耀的福音呢，是最明亮的，在这个世界上的最光亮的，最有史以来发生过的最亮的这样的一个的事情。
And so the evil one goes around putting a blindfold on them, putting a veil on them so that they can't see the glory of the Lord Jesus. They don't understand.
所以这个呢，就是魔鬼呢，跑到那些人面前呢，把他面前呢，放一个帽子给挡住了，挡住了呢，这样呢，他们就看不见主耶稣基督的这样的荣耀，然后呢，他们也不理解。
And then verse 5 says, For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake.
第五节说呢，我们不是传讲自己，而是传讲主耶稣基督，并且自己因耶稣的缘故做你们的仆人。
So, the great, temptation of many people who are preachers is to say, You look at me. I am really good. I am really great. You might even be able to give me some money or something. But Paul says, we don't do that. We just keep preaching Jesus so that you'll look at Jesus, not at us.
所以这个里面呢，就这任何的讲道人呢，他们都有这样的诱惑。他们说呢，你看看我，你看看我，我有那个多好，我有多伟大。所以这样呢，他们甚至到一个点呢，他们那些听众愿意把钱给他。所以使徒保罗说，不是这样的，我们讲的呢是主耶稣基督，不是讲到我们自己。我们要人们的注意力注意在主耶稣基督上，而不是在我们自己身上。
All right, verse 6 says, For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
第六节说，因为那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
And verse 7 he says, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not in us.
第七节说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们。
So, what do you think you would have thought of the Apostle Paul if you saw him?
所以如果你能够看见使徒保罗，你认为你会看见什么呢？
Do you think he was a big, tall, strapping, handsome, Mr. Universe kind of a guy?
因为你认为他是一个那个高大的长得非常帅气的一个，就是说普遍被接受的这样的一个人呢？
Or do you think maybe he was just a little bit discrepant in his appearance?
现在你是不是认为呢，在他的那个外观上呢，有点那个就是不好看呢？
Very often, God's servants don't look like they're very much.
所以呢，通常呢，就是那个神的仆人呢，他不像世界上的人那样。
There was a man in the British Empire whose name was William Wilberforce.
所以呢，在英国呢，其实有一个伟大的人，他叫 William Wilberforce。
He was a humpback. He couldn't stand up straight. He was sort of all shriveled up.
所以呢，他是个驼子。其实呢，他因为他站不直，他所以这背是驼的。
He looked ridiculous.
他看起来呢很荒谬。
But after he had spoken, people thought that he was more like a lion.
所以呢，当他开始讲话的时候，人家呢，人们都会认为他像个狮子一样。
He served in the British Parliament a couple of hundred years ago.
这几百年前呢，他是在英国议会里工作。
And people laughed at him.
所以人们在嘲笑他。
And they said, what a deformed, funny guy you are.
你看看你是一个残疾的可笑的人。
And he was one of the main reasons why the British Empire renounced slavery.
所以呢，他就是其中的一个原因呢，为什么就是英国他们废弃了奴隶制。
He was a very powerful man of God. He just didn't look like very much.
他就是一个属于非常有力量的属神的人，只是他看起来不像是那样。
I think that's the way Paul looked. I think if you saw Paul, you'd feel sorry for him.
因为你就是我认为就是使徒保罗的长成这个样子。如果你看到使徒保罗呢，你会为他的外观感到遗憾。
It's quite possible that if you saw Paul, you'd reach in your pocket and give him $10.
所以呢，这个是极有可能的。如果你见到使徒保罗的话呢，你会从口袋里掏出10块钱给他。
You'd probably say, oh, what a poor man is he.
你说，哦，这么可怜的一个人。
The story is told of J.N. Darby.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是那个达密讲了一个故事。
He was a mighty man of God who lived in the 19th century.
他是一个呢，属神的大能的人，他在生活在19世纪。
And though he was born into a very powerful and affluent family, he lived a life of extreme poverty.
所以因为他是在一个非常的有权力的一个非常大的家庭的出身呢，但是虽然他是这样，但是他一生呢非常的贫穷。
He went to the city of New York many years ago to preach.
然后呢，很多年前呢，他去纽约市去讲道。
And in the heat of the day, he was sitting in Central Park, and he was tired, I guess, and so he was sitting there, he had his hat, he put his hat down and on his lap, and I think he probably had a little snooze.
所以这个里面呢，就是呢，当时呢，就是一天结束了以后，一天结束以后呢，他都非常的疲倦。毕竟的时候呢，他坐在纽约那个中央公园的一个椅子上，然后呢，他把他的帽子摘下来，在那休息，他有可能还流着鼻涕。
As he was sitting there, he either felt or heard something, and he looked up, and here was a man who had just taken a dime, 10 cents, a 10 cent dime, and put it in his hat.
然后呢，他在那个时候呢，听到呢，从上面传了一个什么，所以他抬头一看，一个人呢走过去，给他那个帽子里放了1毛钱。
He said to the man, oh, thank you very much. But he said, I don't need your money. He said, I serve the God of heaven. He looks after all my needs. I don't need your 10 cents.
非常感谢，但是呢，我不需要你的这个一毛钱，因为其实我在服侍在天上的神，他会照顾我一切的需要，他会满足我所有的需求，所以呢，我不需要你这是一毛钱。
And he had a conversation with that man that afternoon.
所以在那天下午呢，他和那个人呢有一个交谈。
The man was so impacted by that conversation.That he actually left, went down to the Bahamas, preached the gospel, and formed many assemblies like we have at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel in the Bahamas.
因为实际上那个人的那个谈话呢，震撼到了那个人，所以呢，后来的那个人他去到了巴哈马，巴哈马呢在那里讲福音讲道，那些巴哈马呢，因为有很多的那个叫当地的教会，就像我们的第十六届福音教会一样的。
And they may have called the chapels that were formed something like 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but they gave to them all a nickname.
所以呢，实际上呢，他们那些有正式的名字，就像我们的第十六届福音教会的那一样，就是我们叫第十六届福音教会。但是那些当地的每个教会呢，都有一个外号。
The nickname they gave them was the surname of this man who'd offered Darby a 10 cent donation.
所以他们的那个，其实他们的那个外号呢，其实就是。这个人的信就是给那个达米一毛钱的那个人的那个他的信。
Verse 7 again, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, ordinary looking like men, weak apparent men, frail in body. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power might be of God, but not in us.
第七节说呢，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Paul basically says, if I were a strong, strapping, handsome guy, with lots of money, you might very well say, the message that he preaches is all from him.
今天使徒保罗说呢，如果说呢，我是一个高大帅气的一个很有钱的人呢，你们可能说呢，我传递的信息呢是我自己的。
You might even say, I'm gonna follow Paul just because he's such a great guy.
所以呢，你有可能说呢，我要去跟随那个使徒保罗，因为他是一个伟人。
But people all said, I'm going to follow Paul because he preaches Jesus. He's a pretty decrepit sort of a character, but his God is great. I'm going to follow his God.
所以人呢说呢，我们要跟随的是使徒保罗他传讲的那个神，尽管使徒保罗的那个外观形象啊什么东西都不好，那么说呢，他传讲的是那个伟大的神，我们要跟随他传讲的那个伟大的神。
So what do you think Paul looked like?
你认为使徒保罗长成什么样子?
You think that the movie producers would say, I want that man to star in our movie.
所以呢，你认为那些电影制片人会说呢，我要这个使徒保罗在我的那个电影里担任主角?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he was handsome.I don't think he was strong in appearance. I think he was weak, and we just wouldn't be terribly impressed.
因为就是呢，我不那么认为。我认为使徒保罗呢，他长得并不帅，他也不是高大强壮，所以呢，他呢看起来呢，可能就是说对我们来说不会很引人注目。你看到他的时候。
I think if he came to Vancouver, you would invite your friends to go and hear him preach.
那如果我认为他如果来到温哥华，那你会邀请你的朋友们呢去听他的讲道。
And you'd probably say to him now, don't look at him, you might be turned off. Wait till you hear him. When you hear him, then you'll realize he's a great man.
所以呢，你会告诉你朋友说呢，不要看他，不要看他，你看他呢，可能你会失望的。所以呢，你就专注的听听他讲，然后你就会知道他是一个伟人了。
So the picture now is Paul has a very weak body so that the excellency would be of Jesus.
所以呢，这个现在的问题呢，就是使徒保罗他有一个非常的虚弱、软弱的身体，那么呢，他有那个神的所有的优秀在他里面。
Then Paul says, now I want to tell you a little bit about my circumstances.
现在使徒保罗说，那我要跟你们讲一下，我的情况。
Okay, now there's some people who say that everybody who becomes a Christian should live like a millionaire.
所以呢，有些人说呢，每一个成为基督徒的人呢，他们应该是活得像个百万富翁。
But the Bible doesn't teach that.
但圣经并没有这样去教导。
It often happens, but the Bible doesn't teach it.
但是呢，通常呢会发生这样的事情，但圣经呢并没有这么去教导。
So you remember the story that I referred to you often in Acts chapter 3, where Peter, is speaking to the lame man at the side of the road, and he says to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，你们大家都记得我，就是通常呢，讲到的一个故事。这个故事实际上就是在《使徒行传》第三章里面。第三章里面，当时彼得他们和约翰他下去的时候呢，看见路边呢有一个瘸子，他一个瘸子，他对瘸子说呢：“金银我没有，但是我有的是奉主耶稣基督的名，让你站起来行走。”
So what were Paul's circumstances like?
那么使徒保罗的环境是什么样子的？
He says, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed.
他说呢，我们四面受压，却不焦虑。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
Well, it means Paul's walking through life, and the circumstances get to be more difficult and more difficult and more difficult, and he can hardly move from left to right. He's just not crushed. He's almost crushed, but not quite.
现在这个呢，就是说呢，是使徒保罗他在人生里面，他的环境呢变得越来越艰难，越来越艰难，艰难到一个程度呢，他可能就不能动了，不能动了，那连左动右动都动不了的时候呢，但是他并没有被完全压碎。
Do you ever feel like that?
你有没有这样的感觉呢？
You say, well, this is hard. I can't go here. I can't go there. I'm confined and it's getting narrower and narrower. This is hard.
你说，哎呀，这个太难了，太难了。我不能往这边走，也不能往那边走。所有的事情呢，我被困在这里了。我到处都不能走，这个对我来说太难了。
And then the next line says, we are perplexed, but not in despair.
下一句呢说呢，我们心里作难，却没有绝望。
Well, that means I'm looking ahead, and we're in this narrow cavern here, and I'm looking ahead, but I can't see any way out.
所以这个意思呢，就是说呢，我在被困在这里，我往前面看的时候呢，我看不见任何的出路。
But in spite of the fact that I can't see any way out, I'm not in despair. I'm still happy. It's just that I'm really crushed and I don't know what's ahead. Looking pretty bad, but I'm okay.
就这里其实讲到呢，尽管我看不到任何出路呢，但是呢，我并没绝望，并没绝望，因为现在我非常的，还是非常的高兴，我非常的喜乐，因为尽管我看不见这些，但是我没有被压碎，我没被压垮，所以呢，我看不到出路，我仍然心里还是喜乐。
And then verse 9 says, I'm persecuted, but not forsaken.
第九节说呢，遭逼迫却没有被丢弃。
Okay, so here he is. He's walking through life and it's getting narrower and narrower and narrower. He's not crushed, but it's pretty bad. And he's looking ahead. He's perplexed, but he's not in despair, but he just doesn't know what's coming. And then he looks behind him and he's being persecuted from behind. So he's boxed in. He can't go to the right. He can't go to the left. He can't go ahead. And behind him, the pressure is coming more and more and more. He's boxed in. He's persecuted, but not forsaken. What's that mean?
里面呢，就是讲到的这个石头堡的人是你呢，他人生变得越来越艰难，越来越艰难。但是他并没有被这个压垮，压垮的时候呢，其实呢，这个时候他看不到任何的出路，看不到任何出路呢。然后呢，他就并没有绝望，并没绝望的就是他是现在相当于现在一个盒子里面，现在一个盒子里面呢，就是说呢，他左边也不能走，右边也不能走，前面也不能走，后面也不能走，上下都不能走。所以这个里面呢，他其实呢，他说的，他又遭逼迫，逼迫是后面来的，给他的逼迫。那么说呢，他却没有被丢弃，这个什么意思呢？
Means I'm all alone.
就是你完全的孤独。
Paul says it's true. I'm going through this narrow valley. There's no way out ahead and there's no way going back. The pressure's getting greater, but I'm not alone. Jesus is with me. God is over all. I'll be just fine.
因为现在使徒保罗其实他像下面在这里，他的人生呢变得越来越艰难，他看不到前面任何的出路，后面呢也有压力，所以这个时候他的压力越来越大，越来越大呢。他说呢，其实呢，我在这里我是不孤独的，因为主耶稣基督和我在一起，那个天上的神呢，他看顾我。What
kind of guy was Paul anyway?
那么使徒保罗是一个什么样的人呢？
Paul was a man who stood straight and tall under the extreme difficulties of life.
所以那使徒保罗在这个人生的极度的困难的这样的环境下，他仍然是站立的直，站立的住。
You ever heard of anybody else like that?
你听到有任何一个人像他这样的吗？
Oh yeah, you say yeah. Moses was like that.
你说是摩西也有那样的处境。
David was like that.
大卫王也有那样的处境。Joseph
was like that.
约瑟也有那样的处境。Elijah
was like that.
以利亚也有那样的处境。And
you and I look ourselves in the mirror and we say, sometimes I feel like that.
你我呢，也去照照镜子，说呢，有时候呢，我也有那样的感觉。Back
at verse 9 now.
我们回到第九节。Persecuted,
but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. What's that mean?
因为第九节说呢，遭逼迫就没有被丢弃，打倒了就没有被毁灭，这是什么意思？
Well, it basically means that he's in a box. The sides have moved in. There's no way out in front, and the back is pressure is coming forward. And then he says, up on top of the edge of the box, they're throwing stones at me. And I'm being struck down. And down come the problems, one after another. I can't move forward. I can't move back. I can't go east. And I can't go west. And I keep on getting hit.
所以这个里面的是什么意思呢？其实说呢，使徒保罗说呢，我现在在个盒子里面，其实关在一个盒困在一个盒子里面呢，我左边不能走，右边也不能走，前面呢也没有出路，后面的压力也在这里，就是这个压力越来越大的时候呢，有些甚至石头往天上从上面砸我，从把我完全打倒了。所以他说，尽管在这样的环境里面，怎么办呢？他还是没有被毁灭。
All right, verse 10. How serious is it? Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body.
所以这个有多严重呢？第十节说呢，身上常带着主耶稣的死，使耶稣的生命也彰显在我身上。
How bad is it? Wow, it's bad.
所以呢，有多么的糟糕呢？哇，那很糟。
For the Apostle Paul, almost as bad as death.
所以呢，对使徒保罗来说呢，就像死了一样。
So here's my question. Raise your hand if you've ever been in a situation like that.
所以呢，就现在这是我问你们的问题，就是说呢，你们有谁有这样使徒保罗这样的处境呢？你举手。
And you and I say, well, it's true, I got some problems, but they're not that bad.
你跟我说呢，就是啊，我一生有麻烦，但是并没有那么严重。
Sure, I find life difficult, but it's not that bad.
那是的，我知道人生很艰难，但是并没有艰难到那个程度。
Paul says, now there's a great advantage of all this, you see, because I'm bearing about in my body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus could be made manifest in me.
因为使徒保罗说，你看看在这种情况下，其实对我来说还是有好处的。所以你看呢，我带着主耶稣基督的死，主耶稣基督的死，所以这样主耶稣基督的生命呢，也可以转向在我的身上。
And I think people often came to Paul and said, Paul, how do you do it? How can you stand all these pressures you're in? How can you stand all the weakness in your body? Paul says, it's very easy. Jesus lives in me.
所以呢，你如果你看到使徒保罗，你说保罗啊，你怎么在这样的艰难处境下那个坚持下去？你怎么在这样的所有的压力下啊能够坚持下去的时候，都是这样对我来说其实是很容易的，因为主耶稣基督他让我兴起。
Verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies.
第十一节说呢，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣的缘故被交于死，使耶稣的生命在我们这必死的肉体上彰显出来。
Verse 12 summarizes it now. It says, so then death is working in us, but life in you.
第十二节呢，做出了这样的总结。这样看来呢，死是在我们身上工作，生命却在你们身上工作。
All of these difficulties that Paul was in are apparently working towards his death, but they're also working in the opposite direction for those of Christians. And the more he's under pressure, the more they see the light and they live.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，实际上使徒保罗经历的这所有的这些压力和这些困境呢，几乎把他压到死的这种困境呢，实际上让那些看到他这样的处境的基督徒呢，他们更走看到相反东西，看到了生命。
That's the principle of our relationship with the Savior, isn't it?
所以这是我们跟我们的那个救主的这样的关系的一个原则，是不是？
Jesus went to the cross and died so that we could rise from the dead.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他上了十字架死，这样呢，我们就肯从死里复活。
Paul lived a life of physical distress and debilitating circumstances in order that the Corinthians could rise and live wonderful lives.
因为使徒保罗他活出这样一个就是接近死亡困难的困境的人生呢，这样呢，基督哥林多的基督徒们呢，他们可以有生命。
And it's true of you. Very often in your life you will find that God's strength, it will be so powerful through your weakness that others will come to trust in the Savior, not because of your strength, but because Jesus helps you in your weakness.
其实这个呢，你会经常会发现有这样的事情，你会发现呢，就是说神的那个大能，他的力量在你的那个软弱里面，在你极度软弱的情况下呢，让别人呢看见了他们呢，然后呢归主信主了。他们信主的原因呢，并不是看到你的强力量和强项，他是看到你的软弱而信的。在你的软弱中，主帮了你。
Now, not all Christians, not all preachers preach that today.
所以这并不是所有的基督徒和所有的讲道人他们讲这样的道。
Many will preach what they call the prosperity gospel.
所以呢，很多人呢，他们就在讲那种成功的福音。
And they basically say, you just trust the Lord as your Savior, and everything is going to be easy and comfortable, and you will be rich. You'll feel good all the time.
所以他们基本上教导的呢，就是说呢，你就成为一个基督徒，成为一个基督徒的人生呢，就会变得很非常的容易，你就会感到非常的舒服，然后呢，你就会变得有钱，你人生的一切呢，都会变得很好了。
Now the truth is that you'll have joy, but you may also have a backache.
所以呢，这个就是说呢，真相呢，就是说呢，你有喜乐，但是呢，你同样也会有背疼。
You'll have the peace of God and the blessing of God, but you may also have some money problems. You may also have some circumstances problems that you don't like.
所以呢，你有神的平安在你里面，但是呢，同样呢，你有可能有财务的问题，你有可能呢，有一些很有压力的境况在你身上。
And just as the Lord worked mightily through Paul in his great distress, so the Lord would work mightily through you in your distress.
所以呢，神的大能呢，就是通过那个使徒保罗的极大的苦难去做工。神呢，也有可能就是通过你现在所在的那样的艰难的处境呢去做工。
And sometimes, therefore, the Lord allows the distress in order to become, in order to use you for the great blessing of God in others.
所以呢，有时候呢，神呢，他允许这样极大的苦难发生在你身上，以便呢，神可以用你去让其他的人得到神的赐福。
Now, verse 15.
第十五节。
The Spirit of God says, "For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound."To the glory of God.
第十五节说呢，凡事都是为你们，好叫丰盛的恩典因多人的感谢格外加添神的荣耀。
All right, why did Paul have problems?
为什么使徒保罗有麻烦呢？
Well, for the good of the Corinthians, that's why.
所以呢，基督哥林多的基督徒的益处，这是为什么？
And when Paul was strong, it was for the benefit of the
Corinthians. 但那个使徒保罗强大的时候呢，也是为了哥林多基督徒的好处。
And when Paul was weak, it was for the benefit of the Corinthians.
但使徒保罗软弱的时候呢，他也是为了哥林多基督徒的好处。
And when Paul was rich, it was for the benefit of the Corinthians.
但使徒保罗富有的时候呢，也是为了哥林多基督徒的好处。
And when Paul didn't have enough money for supper, it was for the benefit of the Corinthians.
但是保罗没有任何的钱买午餐的时候呢，买晚餐的时候呢，他也是为了哥林多基督徒的益处。
It's absolutely marvelous. Paul did everything and endured everything for the benefit of the Corinthians.
所以这个呢是绝对的神奇的。那使徒保罗呢，他做的一切事，他所承受忍受的一切事，都是为了哥林多基督徒的益处。
And that's the way it should be in our life, isn't it?
这就是应该在我们的人生中也这样发生的，是不是呢？
And so you would pray, and Paul prayed, he said, Lord, regardless of my circumstances, may the result be that the Corinthians are blessed. So you and I pray, Lord, regardless of my circumstances, my health, my wealth, all the other things, may it be for the blessing of the others that I love and want to serve in my life.
在这个里面呢，就是呢，你像使徒保罗，他也是这样祷告，祷告，他说呢，主啊，不管我的情况是什么样子的，所以呢，求您呢赐福给哥林多的基督徒，所以你我呢也要这样祷告，像使徒保罗那样祷告一样，说呢，主啊，不管我现在境况是什么样子的，所以呢，求您呢，通过我去赐福那些 我想要赐福的，而不是我爱的，我去服侍的那些人，让他们也得益处。
It may be family, it may be friends, it may be acquaintances, it may be others, but we should live our lives in such a way that whatever happens to us is for the benefit of others.
这个里面呢，这些有可能是你的家人呢，有可能是你的同事，也可能是有其他的人，你的亲戚啊，你的其他的朋友们呢。所以呢，我们说呢，不管在我们身上发生了什么样的事情，所以呢，我们都要让这些成为那些我其他人的，让他们得益处。
Verse 16, therefore, we do not lose heart.
第十六节说，所以我们不灰心。
Sometimes when things are really bad, you could lose heart. Paul says, no, I don't lose heart. No matter how bad it gets, I don't lose heart.
有时候呢，事情发展到一个糟糕的程度呢，你有可能灰心。所以使徒保罗说，不不，我不管我的情况什么样，不管我的情况有多糟，我不灰心。
He says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
对他说呢，外面的人虽然毁坏，里面的人却一天新似一天。
And then he goes on and gives the summary, the conclusion. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
然后呢，继续说呢，在第十七节里，他得出这样的结论总结，说我们这至轻的苦楚是暂时的，要为我们成就极重无比永恒的荣耀。
Okay, so, you know a little bit about light affliction.
因为你就知道一点点关于那个轻的苦楚。
Okay, and I know a little bit about light affliction.
我也知道一些关于那个轻的苦楚。
I'm ashamed to say I don't know very much about the heavy affliction that Paul had.
所以呢，我有点感到羞愧的是，就是说我理解不了使徒保罗所有的那个至重的那种苦楚。
So I want you to note the contrasts in this verse.
所以我让你们知道在这个经文里的对比。
What he's been talking about in the last many verses, he characterizes as light affliction.
所以呢，他把那前面那些经文里讲到的所有的他人生的苦难，他把那个称之为至轻的苦楚。
So according to this verse, what is the opposite of light affliction?
所以呢，在这一节经文里面，那个就是至亲的苦楚的相反的方面是什么呢
？All right, so the contrast also is it's a light affliction for a moment. What's the contrast？
所以呢，这个里面的就是说至亲的苦楚是暂时的，那么它的那个反面是什么呢
？And one is for a moment.And the other is eternal.
所以呢，这个呢是只是暂时的，另外一个呢是永恒的。
Is the Christian excited about eternity?
基督徒对那个永恒，他会感到兴奋吗？
And the answer is sure. And the reason is because our affliction is for such a short time, maybe a day, maybe a month.Maybe a year, maybe a lifetime, but the afflictions are minor.
所以这个里面呢，就是呢，实际上呢，我们所受的苦楚呢是暂时的，也许是一天，也许是一个月，也许是一年，也许是一辈子，但是这样的苦楚呢是轻的。
What's the comparison between a moment and eternal?
所以呢，这个那个怎么去对比暂时的和永恒呢
？Well, the comparison is infinity, isn't it?
所以那个比较呢是无限的，是不是
？What would you rather have, light affliction or an eternity of reward?
所以呢，你想要什么呢？想要这个至亲的苦楚呢，还是那个永恒的奖赏呢？
So in this particular verse, what is the contrast to the word affliction?
所以在这一个经文里面呢，就是这个啊苦楚的反面是什么呢？
And the answer is glory.
答案是荣耀。
Okay, and you and I can't understand that. I've been reading my Bible all my life. I can't understand glory.
所以你我呢理解不了荣耀是什么。我读了一辈子的圣经，我都不知道荣耀是什么。
All I know is it's pretty good stuff.
所以我知道的这个东西是极好的。
And I don't deserve any.
我也不配得一点点。
But when God promises it to me, I say thank you, Lord.
当神呢，他允许我有这样的荣耀的时候呢，我说感谢您主。
So, what kind of momentary affliction is it? It's a light affliction.
所以呢，暂时的这样的苦楚是什么呢？它是至亲的苦楚。
What's the contrast between light and the glory that's going to come?
所以呢，就是那个这个至亲的和那个将来要得到的荣耀，他们怎么去比较呢？
So, take a look at that verse. Try to understand the contrast.
所以呢，你去看看那几经文，去理解其中的对比。
Well, it's here described as a weight of glory.
这里你讲到的呢是极重的荣耀。
Light and heavy. Light and weight.
至轻和至重。
What kind of weight is it?
这是有多重呢？
Well, apparently it's an exceeding weight of glory.
对，对你很明显的，那就是那个极其极重无比的荣耀。
Okay, what is an exceeding weight?
所以呢，极重无比的是什么？
Well, frankly, that's pretty heavy. We don't know what it is, but it's very, very heavy.It's not just an ordinary weight, it's an extremely, an exceedingly heavy weight.
所以呢，就是说呢，坦率的说呢，它是非常重的，并不是说是一般的重，就是它是一个极重无比的。
What kind of an exceeding weight is it?
所以呢，这个极重无比的这个重是什么？
It's a more exceeding weight.
也就是一个更多的无比的。
Is weight heavy? Yeah.
所以那个重是很重吗？是。
Is an exceeding weight heavier?
所以那个极重是不是比那个重更重一点呢？
Is a more exceeding weight even heavier than that?
所以呢，极重无比的这个到底是什么呢？
And this is a far more exceeding weight.Of glory. Do you think that it would be pretty big stuff?
所以呢，那个是极重无比，比极重无比还要重的那样的东西，你认为那是好东西吗？
How big?
有多大？
How big is the glory that you and I are going to get when we get to heaven?
所以你我，如果我们去到天堂的时候呢，我们到达天堂的时候，你认为我们要得到多大的荣耀呢？
You'd sort of say, if there's a possibility of my getting that, I'd kind of like to get that, a far more exceeding weight of glory, for a little bit of affliction. I think I'd like that.
所以你说如果呢，我有那种可能得到这样一个极重无比的，或者远远超过极重无比的这样的荣耀，我只是受一些至亲的短暂的痛苦，你说我愿意受这样的苦。
So, I read the other day about the men from Berkeley, Berkway Hathaway. What is it? I can't remember the name of the company. Berkshire Hathaway Company.
所以呢，我听到一个人就是说，那叫那个伯克希莱公司。
And two men, what's his name? Buffett? No, yeah. I can't remember. My brain's died on me again. Munger and the other guy, Warren Buffett, is that it? They made a lot of money in their lifetime.
因为呢，其实呢，在这个伯克希莱公司呢，有一个巴菲特的，还有另外一个人，他现在想不起来那个人叫什么名字，但是他们呢，非常成功，赚了很多钱。
Many years ago, they bought some stock in Berkshire Hathaway.
所以很多年前呢，他们买了这个伯克希莱公司的股票。
They paid $7 and $8 for that stock.
他们呢，是付的7到8块钱为这个股票。
The question is, how much is that stock worth today?
现在问题是，这个股票现在值多少钱呢？
$7 or, and I can't remember the precise number, I think it's something like $512,000 for the $7 investment. You invest $7 and you get $512,000 back. Is that a good deal?
因为呢，他现在呢，就是当初一股是七块钱，现在他值多少钱？他可能是说现在值52万2千块钱的这样的股票，你投资七块钱赚了52万2千块钱，这是个什么样的概念
？So if your family lived on the same block as Warren Buffett, and way back in those days, Warren said to your father, he said, "Listen, I've just bought some shares in Berkshire Hathaway. Would you like to buy some? $7, you can buy one. Would you like to buy 2 or 3 shares?"
因为这个时候呢，如果你住在当时住在巴菲特他的那个房子的周围，有一天呢，就是说他巴菲特去找你的父母说，哎，我现在买了一些伯克希莱的这样的公司的股票，就是呢7块钱一股，你是想买1股2股还是3股呢？
If he said to him, listen, to your father, would you, if you would like, you could buy $7,000 worth of, this stock.And your father said, that's a lot of money, but I think I'll do it.
所以呢，如果呢，就是说呢，你像那个当时你父亲那样的一个人，他说呢，那你可以买那个7千块钱的这个股票，买7千块钱股票，你说呢啊，这个可能钱还是比较多的，但是呢，我认为呢，我会买的。
And today that stock would be worth about $500 million.Would you have been happy if your father had bought that stock way back then?
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，如果你当时买了7千块钱股票，今天呢，价值是5亿美金，那么说呢，你会感谢你的父母当时买了那个股票吗？
You'd say, well, if our family had had money like that, sure would have been a different kind of a life.
所以呢是啊，你说呢？如果我的父母买了那样的股票呢，我现在的人生将大大的不一样。
That contrast is nothing compared to the contrast we've been looking at.
所以这样的对比呢，跟我们现在看到的这个对比呢，没有任何可比性。
A momentary light affliction.
所以呢，至亲的苦楚的暂时的。
Or a far more eternal.A far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Which one would you like? You want this or do you want this?
所以呢，极重的、无比的、永恒的荣耀，你想要什么呢？你想要这里的一点点苦楚呢，还是要那个极重的、无比的、永恒的荣耀？
If I get a little of this, I get a whole lot of that.
所以呢，你说呢，如果是现在承受一点，我会得到更多的那个。
If you really believe that, you'd probably stop complaining about a little bit of this, wouldn't you?
所以呢，如果你相信这样的， 那么说呢，你现在呢就不会抱怨你现在所受的一点的苦楚，是不是？
Paul says that's what my life's all about. I've known a little bit of light affliction, a momentary light affliction. I'm looking forward to a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这就是使徒保罗他的人生，他说呢，我现在呢，我要承受这一点短暂的至亲的苦楚，但是呢，我盼望着我将来得到那个极重无比的永恒的荣耀。
All right, verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And we say, Lord, would you please help us to look to see the eternal?
这个呢，第十八节说，我们所看的不是那些可见的，而是那些不可见的。因为可见的是暂时的，不可见的是永恒的。我们要祷告说，主啊，请你帮助我去看见那永恒的。
Some people say I have a hard time understanding the Apostle Paul.
所以有些人来说呢，我其实很不理解使徒保罗。
Well, actually, he's not that hard to understand. You just read the first chapters of 2 Corinthians. You'll begin to understand this great and outstanding man.
所以呢，其实呢，坦率地说呢，使徒保罗不是很难去理解的。如果呢，你觉得很难理解，你去读一下这个哥林多后书的第三章的第四章的第四章的话呢，你就会发现呢，你可以很容易去了解这个杰出的属神的人。
All right, well, that's our story for today. We'll leave it at the end of chapter 4. We'll come back to chapter 5 next week, Lord willing.
这就是我们今天的学习呢，我们就第四章跟您的后书第四章今天学到结尾了。下个星期呢，主若许可，我们继续学第五章。
Thank you. The Lord bless us. Let's pray.
感谢大家，在应愿主赐福我们来祷告。
Lord, there's a sense in which you have shown us the life of the Apostle Paul in part today.
所以主啊，就是呢，您把使徒保罗的人生呢，给我们展现了一部分。
We thank you so much. He was such a great man.
我们感谢您呢，他是一个如此伟大的人。
And it's true that there's a sense in which death worked in him in order that life might work in us as well as the Corinthians.
所以呢，这个也是个事实。在他身上呢，有那样的死呢，是可以让其实他这个困境困到死，让他哥林多的信徒们能够看到生命，也愿这样的事情发生在我们身上。
And for all this, we give thanks.
所以这一切呢，我们献上感恩。
So bless us today. We rejoice in your goodness. We thank you for the great truths that lie behind, the Bible as showing us the way of life.
您呢，全您赐福给我们，我们也感谢您呢，圣经呢，在那显示的那个生命的如此的伟大。
Lord, we want to live. Help us to be patient in the difficulties of life, as was the Apostle Paul.
所以呢，主要求您帮助我们在我们人生困境的时候呢，要像使徒保罗那样去活。
We ask it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So again, thank you to all of you. The Lord's blessing will be with us. Hallelujah. See you tonight, Lord willing. I won't be able to be there in person, but I will be there on Zoom tonight.